Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, who, you know.
Alright, welcome to episode 11, I can't believe we got this far, of the Bob Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Bob Man, and I am very, very happy to be part of this Royal Rumble edition of the Bob Culture Podcast with my best friend since we were 4 years old, my man, Mr. Michael Vacchiano, who's the best man at my wedding. I will be the best man at his wedding. Mike, first and foremost, congratulations to you and Megan.
Oh, thank you very much.
Coming up next December.
December 3rd, 2017. Mark your calendars. Well, you know, those of you who are going to be coming.
That's right. It's going to be a big day. I'm proud of you, man. But I got to save some for the speech, so I'll get into that later.
All right, real quick, Ashley, don't think I didn't mess her. Megan, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, what a guy. All right. What a class act. That's why I like this guy. All right, so Mike, long story short, you got me into wrestling. I've known you since I was four. You actually got me into wrestling when we were in college. So
I know. It took a while.
I guess I was 19 years old. It took a while, but tell me how you got into wrestling.
I'd have to say definitely my dad. Taking me to shows when I was a kid over at Convention Hall, saw some of the greats before they were really famous, guys like Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, British Bulldog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Earthquake, a lot of those, like, that kind of time, like, what are, like, late 80s, early 90s there?
Was this with WWF?
Or? This was definitely with WWF, yes.
That's awesome.
When they were still WWF, World Wrestling Federation, yeah.
That's awesome, man. I remember seeing, like, Bam Bam Bigelow, some
of those guys. I mean, local boy. God, you know.
That's awesome, man.
Yes.
All right. So, a lot of people, you know, not really into the wrestling, my sister and my wife included, but, you know, we always have our boys' night, we like to watch it, we watch it just like we watch our sports, you know, it's people are always saying, wrestling's fake.
I know, but it's a guy thing. It's more just be a guy thing, it's kind of those things when you find a girl who's into it, you're like, you know, don't let her go kind of thing.
But, you know, your argument is that it's scripted, it's not fake, and when you were in Brookdale, I remember you did a
yes.
project.
Well, yeah,
what was the assignment?
I just thought it'd be cool, we had to do, like, a persuasive topic, so I remember saying that, like, you know what, wrestling always gets called fake, I'm like, it's scripted, yes, you know who's gonna win, you know, it's predetermined, but those guys are athletes, it's not fake, when there's a mess up, they get hurt. Kind of like when you do, like, ballet, you know, if someone misses the steps, and someone falls and gets hurt, it's an accident, just like in wrestling, if they don't hit the move properly, or they accidentally drop someone and lift them up for a suplex or a slam, guys getting hurt. And not only that, it just takes a lot of wear and tear on their bodies, as, you know, fans will know.
Yeah, definitely. So. It's like stuntmen and choreography, and they kind
of
mix a little storyline in there.
Of course, you know, it's got performance. You got to play a character, yeah.
A gimmick, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we have a good time watching every week. We go to a lot of shows, and now we have the big event, the Royal Rumble, one of our... Definitely our favorite.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one of my favorites. I mean, I remember watching as a kid Ric Flair back in 92 winning the Royal Rumble. I mean, that was a match that had a whole bunch of greats, but I mean, oof, that's probably my earliest Rumble memory, I would say. Always a good one.
That's a good one, man. We got our big Royal Rumble party coming up Sunday, so I can't wait for that. But let's get into it.
Yeah, pizza on you, right?
Pizza on me.
Oh, okay. All right. It's always a great time.
That's right. All right. So let's start with some of these title matches, and then we'll get to the big Royal Rumble match, because that's our favorite.
Of course.
AJ Styles versus Cena, real quick. I just want to say, I'm high on Styles right now. I like him. You know, we saw him when he was in TNA at Convention Hall.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good in the ring, but I like his character. I like him on the mic. I liked his promo on SmackDown, how he was saying he was in the background of the poster, you know.
No, he's got a point. I mean, in the way he's... been holding it down a lot this past year.
I agree. I like it. He's been taking on all comers. I like Styles a lot. I'm very high on Styles. Nothing against Cena. I let you know. He's a veteran. He's accomplished a lot.
Maybe the best part of Trainwreck and Sisters, if you've seen those movies.
That's what, hey.
Well, that's on a different topic, but we'll get stick to the wrestling.
He's funny in movies, but more importantly, he does a lot of stuff for kids.
That is true. No, I mean, he's not, I'll say this right now, you can quote me, Cena's not like my favorite guy, not my top five. But I will never boo him if I ever go to a show because he does work his you-know-what off. He's always there putting in the time.
He is. So. And he's always there for those Make-A-Wish kids, and that's the most important
Absolutely.
Thing. Definitely. But talking about the match,
yes.
I guess before asking who do you think, well, I guess, who are you high on? Who do you think?
You know, this is a really tough one, I mean, because in my opinion, they had their the best match of the year last year, which was SummerSlam, for any fans who know. And Royal Rumble's also big for AJ Styles. He made his debut last year, and he's had an amazing year. He was like such
amazing
a hot...
Amazing year.
Yeah, such,
amazing
a, such a hot free agent.
I think yesterday was his one-year anniversary.
I think, they might have mentioned... I think they were addressing that. Just the fact that the guy, he was like the biggest name guy who never went to WWE, and he came in and did so much, won the title in like 8 months, and has had...
Straight to the main roster.
Great matches with everybody straight to the main roster, got to keep his gimmick and everything like that. So that's a big deal. A lot of times they go in like the training ground like NXT... You know,
kept his name, kept his gimmick.
Absolutely. And, you know, no one can really touch him in the ring. And him and Cena, you wouldn't think, have good chemistry. They have awesome chemistry. And Cena, yeah, maybe he's not the most naturally best wrestler, but he works his butt off and he's done great the last couple of years. Had really, really good matches with a lot of people.
Yes, and when people got on him about doing the same move, not busting out anything new, he finally started busting out some new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he still got the five-knuckle shuffle, which some older guys might be, you know, like grown mm-hmm. at. But you know what? He's mixed in. He's tried to do like his hurricanrana, his drop kicks. He's tried to do like a little
springboard
bit of
stunner.
Springboard stunner. I know you're a fan of that. Mm-hmm.
Gives the kids someone to look up to. You know, he's got a good message. You know, that's good for the kids.
And he addresses the fact that, hey, you love me or hate me, I don't care. I'm still going to be doing this for another at least 5 years, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, will Cena be walking out of the Royal Rumble as the 16-time champion?
Well, you know, they're hyping that, and they're also hyping the fact that Cena has... still never beaten Styles. They fought a couple times last year. Like I said, SummerSlam I thought was their best. And still never beat him. I mean, it would be incredible. But I don't know. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to say that Styles is going to hold on. He's going to go into Mania. I think Styles...
I'm with you.
...going into the main event of WrestleMania as the champion. I mean, there's still the Elimination Chamber in a couple weeks, but that's for another time. But I still think that AJ is going to be that like proverbial monkey on Cena's back here. He's going to be the guy who still holds the victories right over him.
The only reason that would make me think that Styles would lose is because he's beaten Cena every single time, but I just don't see it happening.
Beat up John Cena.
Which is hilarious. but I think Styles is going to win. I think he's going to walk out the champion and go into Elimination Chamber as the champion. Without getting too far ahead of myself, I will say... I don't think anyone from the SmackDown roster is winning the Rumble. We'll talk about that later, but that's just a thought.
Yeah.
That's just a thought. I think there's a very good chance, right, and anything can happen, and I'm usually wrong.
There are good. I mean, it depends on how they want to put that title match that's laid out for WrestleMania, but like I said, we talked about the Rumble in a bit. But if you're talking about just this match itself alone, like if that was the main event of this pay-per-view, I would say I'm going to go with AJ Styles. He's just on too hard of a roll. Even people who boo him still love to watch him wrestle.
He's a face that runs the place right now.
Oh, yeah.
That runs the camp.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Even with the haircut, he's still doing it.
Hey, he is, and he's awesome. Yeah. Styles isn't even typically like the kind of guy I like. I usually like the face characters, you know. But I don't know. So I love.
Yeah, you know, it's just I'll toot my own horn. I think I've gotten you to like see a little bit of eye for, you know, talent. I know you've always been partial to like the high flyers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're.
But he mixes it up. He does it well.
All right, so we're on the same page. Styles walks out of the Royal Rumble.
I'm gonna think Styles. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Styles. Champion. Yeah.
Another championship match, a big one involving one of your favorite guys. Well, of course, we have Kevin Owens.
Yes.
The WWE Universal Champion versus Roman Reigns again.
Mm-hmm. I saw a little disdain there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
tell me about those two things. You're going to mention one of my guys. Why is one of my guys involved? Tell me.
Well, that would be Y2J, Y2J. Your
favorite. Oh, that's right. And if you forgot about that, I got five words for you. You just made the list.
That's right. Stupid idiot.
It. Going
to
get it.
To make things interesting, Jericho will be in a cage, which is kind of
It's kind of funny, but Jericho is great. I mean, I've always been everyone knows I've been a Chris Jericho fan. He's been one of my favorites for, over 10 years now. He's a guy who has great matches with a lot of people. He's good at being a heel or a face. And lately he's, you know, played like the little like kind of pompous, arrogant jerk, little very whiny, very like heelish, but he's good at adapting himself. And it's just going to be funny hearing him kind of like, you know, be all worried and scared to hang in like 20 feet, 30 feet above the ring in a cage. I mean, that's going to be...
He's great, yeah.
It's going to be funny. He's going to sell it. I mean, I think the cage thing is kind of... it's better if it's like a manager... I mean, they've done it before with, like, Paul Bearer hanging up in the ring, and then even Paul Ellering at an NXT show a couple months ago. It's an old-school thing, kind of prevent interference, but they know it's going to be hilarious just seeing Jericho squirm up there for that time.
And I'll tell you what, so many times when he's come back, he's really put him or put other guys over, you know. And he's done a lot for the business. He's done a lot for up-and-coming talent. You know, you don't realize it, but he really has. So him winning, finally, you know, getting some sort of accolade in the past couple of years, winning that U.S.
As a title he's never had, yeah. So, I mean, he's got his whole tons of different titles. So, yeah, Grand Slam.
So, good for him. Where, you know, maybe he can win a Royal Rumble into his resume.
Like I said, we're getting ahead of ourselves, Jeff.
And plus, we're not even talking about Kevin Owens or Roman Reigns.
I'm sorry.
No, Nick, that's okay.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell me why?
Well, my disdain, as you put it, I think Raw recently has been Kevin Owens, Jericho, which is highly entertaining, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and it's always a different mix of those four. Every week, it's a different mix of those four. So, of course, it comes down to Reigns and Owens. I'm not super excited about it, but the Jericho factor makes it a little bit more exciting. What do you think about this match, and who do you think walks out, the WWE Universal Champion?
Well, I'm definitely less excited about this match, because I will say that out of... Roman Reigns, again, is not my favorite. I mean, he's... Don't get me wrong. I think if he talks less, he just has, like, that cool, kind of silent demeanor. I think he does well. I mean, he's got the Superman punch. It was cool. Obviously, you know you're a Superman fan. We're comic book fans. But, you know, if you're going to do it 10 times in a match, it's kind of... Not knocking the guy. He's a cool guy. And, I mean, everything like that. And he's going to stick to what he does. He's, you know, recently I read that he loves hearing any kind of reaction, whether it's good or bad or mixed.
Absolutely.
But... He's intense. I wish he kind of go back to being like the way he was in the Shield a little bit, kind of like the enforcer.
I do too. Because I remember when he was in the Shield, I'm like, this guy's going to be something. And he is. He absolutely is. But I'm just, you know, he's not one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. I mean, he had great matches with AJ Styles last year, and he's had with Seth Rollins, and he's had some pretty decent ones with Kevin Owens. I mean, they got Kevin Owens is like also a bigger guy. And as you know, me being a Ring of Honor fan, I've loved Kevin Owens for years.
The KO show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was always a guy for, like, you know, the pudgy fellas like myself. He's done a little well with being, you know, breaking in. You don't really see a lot of guys who look like that in the WWE, and he's
great on the mic.
That's another thing I love, is he's been... When I first saw him wrestle, like, 10 years ago, and he saw his mannerisms and the way he talked, and I'm like, he carries himself like a star. He carries himself like a pompous jerk, like a bully. That's his character.
Did you ever meet him?
I did meet him in real life. He's actually a very nice guy.
Yeah, he seems. But his Mike actually met Jericho. I know we're back to Jericho again. And
we can still talk about Jericho for like another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All right.
No, I met Jericho during a book signing. Me and you guys, we went to the library in Ocean County.
That was a good day.
That was good. Signed our books.
He was very
got
nice.
To arm wrestle. He was very friendly. He was made time for everyone.
He did.
Yes, class act.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yes.
And lead singer of Fozzy.
But predictions, right? We're going to talk about predictions.
Oh, yes. Talk about predictions, though. Does KO leave?
You know, it's kind of feels like who they want to win the Rumble. I mean, Kevin Owens, I mean, he's been doing really well. I just don't know if they're ready yet for Roman Reigns, because Roman... I think it's you have a better shot. I think Kevin Owens are riding like this whole heel train of him being a guy who... says, oh, I can beat up anyone, but really has to, like, sneak away and take any advantage. You know, I think I'm gonna stick with Kevin Owens.
Stick with Kevin Owens?
I'm gonna go stick with Kevin Owens.
Mike, this is why we're best friends, buddy, because I'm with you. Kevin Owens
leaves
WWE Universal Championship.
Is that what you hope? Because I know you're not the hugest Roman Reigns fan, but...
I do hope that, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think at some point, obviously, we're going to see Y2J and KO go at it. I don't know if that's going to be Mania, but I think that's going to be some point down the line. We'll see.
And that'll be a great match when that does happen, and we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, before we start talking about our favorite match, the Rumble match, I want to talk about Cooper Groove Drumsticks, a little shameless plug here. If you're a drummer out there listening to the show and you haven't tried Cooper Groove Drumsticks, try them right now. They always got specials online at coopergroove.com.
Rob Crother paying the bills like this.
No, it's a product I really, really like. I'm proud to have my name behind it. Carlo Cooper, the owner of the company, great guy, great communication, makes a great product. These are drumsticks. They won't slip out of your hands. They got grooves carved into the drumstick. I like playing with them. I went back to regular sticks. I missed my Cooper Grooves immediately. So check them out. Give them a shot. And they last a long time. Very durable, might I say. So it's coopergroove.com. Check them out. All right. Here we go. Back to business here.
I mean, we got, like we said, we got Charlotte and Bailey.
Charlotte and Bailey. All right,
you know, I will say, like, they're playing their characters well. Bailey being super fan and Charlotte being, like, you know, wrestling royalty, obviously being the daughter of Ric Flair. If you told me that Charlotte was going to be the champion this time next year, I would believe you because they just her character's too good. She's
dominant.
She's dominant. She really is. She's a woman who only started wrestling like 3 or 4 years ago and took to it like that. And you know, it's just like kind of like the Brock Lesnar of the women's division in a way. Like she just showed up and became like this unstoppable force.
Again, not my favorite character, but definitely always impresses in the ring.
Yeah.
That corkscrew off the top turnbuckle totally. To the outside. Yeah. Or corkscrew moonsault, rather. Very impressive.
Very few athletes can take to it that fast and adapt into it like she did, and it's really impressive. And Bailey, okay, you know what? I'm gonna anger some people here.
Okay.
I like Bailey. You know, but I'm not. There are a couple other women in the division who I at least like. I'd say 4 or 5 women in the division who I think are. I like them more than Bailey.
Gotcha.
Bailey's cool. I mean, she's nice, but she's not my favorite. I mean, if I was gonna go, I would say, who's our girl on SmackDown?
Oh, Becky Lynch.
I would say Becky Lynch.
That's a different show, right?
That is a different show. But for Royal Rumble, I hate to say that I'm going on the heel train here, but I think Charlotte's gonna.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
So you're saying the challenger, Bailey, has a chance?
Either she's going to find... well, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
Bonus points if you know that reference. Bailey could have a chance. She might like try to pull out an upset, but I think Charlotte, whether it's through chicanery or just being pulling out the win impressively and not taking her lightly anymore, I think Charlotte's going to take it.
I agree. Keeping her pay-per-view streak alive.
Uh-huh.
And she'll let you hear about it when she wins.
Yes, she will. So don't worry.
How about that cruiserweight title?
Oh, I know you're waiting for this, man.
Yeah, if I may. We have Rich Swann, the current champion.
Can you handle this?
I can.
All right.
Can Neville handle it? That's the question.
Ooh.
All right, so Neville comes back, jumps in the ring. Who's he attacked? TJP? No, Swann.
He attacked Rich Swann, yes.
Right. And I'm like, I like Neville a lot. Definitely one of my favorite. Do I want to say mid-card? I don't want to say that. But up-and-comers, I should say.
Up-and-comers is a good one.
Up-and-comers. Yeah. I like Neville a lot. And he comes in. Total heel turn, and he competes, and I'm just like, oh, here we go. Now we're going to make Neville heel. This is going to be terrible.
Because he's not clean-shaven anymore. Grow the beard.
Yeah, the evil beard, exactly.
Evil beard.
Yep, the darkest timeline.
That's yeah, it's like something out of, like, Lord of the Rings, man, with his yeah. book now.
But he comes in, he's on the mic, and he's doing all this, and I'm just like, oh, here we go. Now we're making another guy heel that shouldn't be a heel. And he's talking, and I'm like, oh, he's actually pretty good on the microphone.
He's got that dastardly English accent. He's like somewhere like, you know what?
He's good on the mic. He can put together a sentence better than I can, but he can definitely put together a
the
sentence.
The king of the cruiserweights, as you
right.
said.
That's right. But
that was my really bad English accent, but it's okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Neville is the new cruiserweight champion on Sunday.
Okay, you know what? Because now I'm going to get a chance to agree with you. And again, I keep going with the heels, but... He's got this new aggression. I mean, people, when he was a good guy, people loved to see the red arrow, and it's one of the most incredible moves you'll ever see, whether on TV or live. It's insane. But he knows that if he does it, people will cheer him. That's why he's got that Rings of Saturn crossface thing. But he still reminds you that, hey, I can fly when I want to, and I'm the best high flyer there is. And he might be. The new aggression, I mean, I like Rich Swann. I like the fact that he's not smiling when he comes out to the ring all the time anymore, giving him a little bit more of a serious side. And... That roundhouse kick, as vicious.
Absolutely.
And the standing 450 splash from a standing position, also impressive. And they'll have a really good match, but I definitely have to go with Neville.
All right.
I would say Neville can be a real dominant champion, but it doesn't matter anyway, because I'll give a plug here. My favorite guy, A-double, Austin Aries, will one day be Cruiserweight champion.
Wow.
I'm just putting it out there. You heard it here first. Austin Aries, when he comes back from injury, the greatest man that ever lived, will be Cruiserweight champion.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Bold statement. All right. We're taking it past the Rumble here, and we'll see if that comes true. Mike, or I should say you heard it here first from Mike
on
the BCP. Here we go. All
Trademark.
Right.
Mark.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. The Rumble match. Let's do this. All right. We have 22 confirmed entrants. That leaves 8 open spots. All right.
And they could pull out a lot of stuff with that, but go ahead. You keep going. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, man. You're the guest here. All right. So earlier today, I did answered a little questionnaire for Pop Break or The Pop Break. You should check them out on Facebook. Awesome website. But one of the questions they were asking was, what unannounced superstar that's on the roster right now do you see coming into the Rumble? And I thought, because I wanted to talk about the 8 open spots, but I thought that was a great question.
It's a very good question. I mean, I'm sure a couple guys will get in at the last minute. stuff they haven't announced. I mean, they just announced, I mean, a guy who was probably favored would say Seth Rollins. He was just taken out.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I think it's because, I mean, the one match they seem that they're dead set on WrestleMania right now is Seth Rollins against Triple H, which is going to be great.
It seems that way, yeah.
And I guess they kind of knew that if Seth Rollins was in, he would not have a chance, but now they kind of, like, screwed over Rollins now because he's
not
in the...
He has no place in the pay-per-view.
Maybe he'll find... With 8 open spots, though, maybe he'll, like, I don't know, find a way in or maybe beat somebody up and take their spot, and then Triple H comes out and knock him out. I don't know. But out of the guys who are still announced right now, excuse me, this is a very... It's a tough call. It's a very hard rumble to predict. A lot of times in the past, you'd have like one or two guys you could choose from.
Definitely some big names in this
rumble. Oh, yes. Of course, you got, you know, as I'm doing my Paul Heyman impression, Brock Lesnar! You know, you got him. And, of course, Goldberg, who, you know, some people have been mixed or great. I mean, I don't mind Goldberg. He's not one of my favorites, but it's cool to see him back. I mean, we'll see how he does. I'm sure he'll have, you know, eliminate a couple guys, but... They're still building towards that third match with him and Brock Lesnar, and I can't not see Brock Lesnar finally beating him one-on-one. So I think with that, those two guys, I think somehow they're going to cancel each other out.
I agree with that.
Just don't forget, the winner of the Rumble goes on to face whoever champion they want. And if them two are going to face off at WrestleMania again for the third time, maybe the final time, then I don't see either of them winning. I think mainly they're there for their star power, and don't forget, they're stars. People love them. Brock's an attraction. And Goldberg has had, like, you know, a really nice little comeback right now. He's still getting people, you know, on their feet. But I don't see either of them doing it.
Absolutely. As far as an unnamed superstar coming in, or unannounced, I should say, Kane. We haven't seen him on TV.
This will be his
20th Royal Rumble match.
20 Royal Rumbles.
Hopefully he sets some more records.
Well, being the nerd I am, and knowing that I've got the facts, he has the all-time... elimination record with, I believe, 42 eliminations.
Let's make it 50 this year.
Ooh, that's a bold. He's got to eliminate eight more people.
Well, I was annoyed. Great. Reigns broke his single.
Yes, Roman Reigns a couple years ago. Another reason for you to maybe hate on Roman Reigns a little bit.
But we haven't heard anything from Kane. I think that pyro's going to go off.
I think it might be a surprise, though. Kane will be in there. I mean, just saw the Big Show finally make a return this week, and, you know, Big Show looks even taller. Because he's slimmed down a lot. He lost like 40 pounds and really good shape. I mean, they could give it to Big Show. It's kind of like a because I know Big Show's getting older. Could be consolation, but I don't know if they want to see Big Show fighting any of the world champions. I think it's kind of done. It could just be a victory for like the big man because he's done so much and everything like that. It could be like another notch on his belt. But speaking about the guy he was staring down, Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman,
who, you know, former Wyatt family member, he's, you know, he's not your average, you know, big man. 380, 180 pounds, moves like 100 pounds lighter. I think he'll definitely not break the record, but I think he'll eliminate more people in this Rumble than anybody else. I could see him tossing out like 5 or 6, maybe even 7 guys.
I agree.
You know, and like maybe he'll clear out the ring and then wait for somebody else, and one of those other guys, maybe Brock or Goldberg or whoever, will come in. But I think it's too soon for Strowman to start fighting to fight for the world championship, but to be in their WrestleMania main event. They must have a lot of faith in him, and I just think there's like a good, you know, 8, maybe even 10 guys who I think are like more suited to be main eventing WrestleMania than him.
I agree.
Of course, if I'm saying that because he's not in the room. If he was in the room, I would probably, you know, get thrown across the room right now.
How about someone very important, very big name in this Rumble, everyone's favorite, the Dead Man.
Ugh, you know what? Undertaker, it was a surprise to see him back. I know he makes these yearly WrestleMania appearances, and God bless him. He knows he nurses his body back to health. The man's been doing this for almost 30 years. Oh
my, yeah, that's right.
And he was like the one guy who you knew and liked before you even got into wrestling.
Exactly. I was literally just thinking that. I always thought the Undertaker action figure was cool when I was a kid, even though I was never into wrestling.
You play with my toys, yes, my action figures. I know I play with them too, but you would always pick Undertaker.
Undertaker's the man, yeah, definitely. Maybe a favorite to win this match. I see Undertaker coming in as a later entry. I'm thinking a solid number 27.
Ooh, number 27, which they say is the lucky number. Hold more victories.
That's right.
Well, you know, I mean, we've seen his evolution. We've seen him with like the gray leather gloves, and then coming back and being a little bit more of like a goth taker, and then The biker, the American bad AWS. I'll say that for any young kids listening. I'll try to keep my lines. And of course, coming back is a little bit more of like kind of like a desperado phantom and still the dead man. But yeah, I mean, you cannot be impressed. Even after all these years, Undertaker's entrance is still one of the most awesome things you'll ever see. And he's already won a Rumble before. If he didn't win one before, I would say definitely Taker this time. Because he deserves it. But now I'm thinking, if he wins, he'll win two Rumbles and he'll join the two Rumble Club, which is a very exclusive club. You got guys like Stone Cold. He's won three. Stone Cold's won three. Again, in the two wins column, you have John Cena. You got Batista, who, you know, some people will have mixed feelings, but I like Batista. Triple H.
Ric Flair?
No, not Ric Flair. Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
And Hulk Hogan. Some really big company, and I could honestly see before Taker hangs up the boots or the hat or the gloves, whatever you want to say. Maybe all of them. But and it's no secret that people know any year could be Taker's last year wrestling. It's going to be sad when he goes. But I'm going to say it's going to be a tough choice. But I say Taker's going to win this. His home state of Texas. He's going to go on to face either the match they want, which is either going to be, I'm sure, either John Cena or AJ Styles. Like I said, I picked AJ Styles.
Oh, man, I would love to see that.
Which
match.
Everyone loves to see. But also, as far as like the marquee match, the two huge, longtime WWE guys, Taker and Cena. It's been like 15 years since they fought. Taker fought Cena when he was just a rookie 15 years ago.
I remember that, though.
Back when John Cena was like, you know, Marky Mark wannabe.
That's right. And it was a good match. I remember it being a good match. But yeah. I want to, you know, been there, done that. I want to see, as you put it, the Phenom versus the Phenomenal.
Ah, yeah. So you can trademark that tagline. I came up with that. But I'm sure WWE writers have had this in the bag for a long time.
That's what the people want, though.
Yeah, I mean, it could, either one of those matches, Taker versus Cena or Taker versus Styles, I will be excited about. And Taker knows how to work a match with anybody. He knows how to protect himself, even if he's hurt. You know, like Styles, even though he hits the big spots, but he'll still try to keep him grounded. And that'll be a great match because you won't know who will win. You won't know if, like, Cena will, you know, give Undertaker his second only loss at Mania. Or if Taker will finally win a world championship one more time. And Styles and Taker, I mean, who knows? He might put over Styles. It's such a tough call.
It would be such a great match.
Yeah,
I mean, who would win that match?
Yes.
Exactly.
And Taker, normally, for a long time, he's been a SmackDown guy. But like you said, he's on his own. Doesn't go anywhere. So he's kind of like the wild card.
All I know is he's digging 29 holes
for 29 souls. Yeah.
That's right. Before we pick our winner, I think we probably have some different ideas. There are a lot of different guys. Do we see any returns or any debuts? People like Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor.
Well, you know, Kurt Angle, as it's been stated, he will be the main inductee of the Hall of Fame this year. I think that's awesome. As you know, you and I, Kurt Angle, we've watched a lot of his great matches with, of course, one of your all-time favorites, Rey Mysterio.
Absolutely.
Kurt Angle's had great matches with The Rock, with Stone Cold, with Just a lot of great people he's done over the years. John Cena helping him out when he was, you know, becoming a main eventer for the first time.
Do you think he deserves Edge to be a Hall of Famer?
Oh, without a question. I mean, he's also said a thing like he's inspired guys like Brock Lesnar, like Dolph Ziggler, like Shelton Benjamin, a lot of these amateur guys who were like, you know, All-Americans in college who said, oh, maybe I can transition to pro wrestling too. It's not seen as a joke anymore, and if they work hard, they can do it. And, you know... So I would definitely say, but with all his accomplishments, yeah, Kurt Angle deserves it. But will he come back in the Rumble? I don't know. I part of think that might take away. I mean, Kurt Angle is getting up there too, and I know he's had a lot of problems with his neck. You know, I have one with a broken freaking neck, as he'll tell you himself. I won gold medal, blah blah blah. But
no, not even an appearance in the Rumble. No?
If you know, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
You know, one guy who I think I'm really excited and I really hope he should... Like, last year we had AJ Styles debut.
Number three, I believe, too.
Yes, number three. Lasted, like, a good 25 minutes.
Absolutely.
People were chanting his name half the time.
Who else do you think might...
Honestly, a guy who I think is overdue, a guy who, in my opinion, is on AJ's... Is almost on... Well, not quite on AJ Styles' levels, maybe a little bit underneath, and that would be Samoa Joe.
Okay, one of your favorites.
He's a guy also, like, a big dude. He's got, like, a little bit of that tough... I mean, he goes in there, could beat up anybody. He's a guy who, if he fights Brock Lesnar one-on-one, I could see him, like, you know, being able to handle himself. Samoa Joe hits hard. He can fly when he wants to. He's very submission-oriented, the Samoan submission machine. But I think he's done what he can with NXT, and, I mean, a lot of people thought he should just went right past NXT and gone to the main roster, just like AJ has. But,
it's his time.
Yeah, I think Samoa Joe will definitely make his debut, and I think, I don't know if he's going to win. If he wins, then maybe he'll face AJ Styles, and, you know, the Ring of Honor and TNA, like, you know, people, all the independent wrestling fans will be like, oh, I want you like bibs for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Some people want Samoa Joe, some people want some Lesser Joe, but we'll see what happens.
Wow. All right, nice pun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But anyone else you think?
Well, I know, because, well, you know, you said Kane, I said, you. I'm a Kurt Angle, I'll say Samoa Joe.
Maybe some surprises.
Some could be some surprises. Like, you know, there'll be a lot of, like, you know, rumblings going on of stuff. Yeah. Pun intended. Yes. Thank you. You know, they could have the occasional veteran. Like, they'll have.
Rikishi. Who knows?
They could have, like, Rikishi. They could do, like, who knows? I mean, they've gotten random people from the past. They've got, like, the Godfather. They've got, like, the Road Dog.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some NXT, you know.
You know, they could have an NXT guy, but.
Like they did with Baron Corbin.
That yeah. I mean, yeah, Baron Corbin, who also think is awesome, I think he's cool. I really like him. I know my cousin Matt, if you're listening, is a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But, as far as, like, I know you like Dean Ambrose, will he be your dark horse to win this Rumble?
You know what, I picked him last year to win the Royal Rumble. And he
almost did.
I like Ambrose, and he was the last guy in there besides Triple H, who came in at number
three. He's got that, like, rough working class Stone Cold thing to him that people like.
Plus, he's funny, and he's good on the mic. Like, he'll go off script a little bit, which I
yeah, like. He's not, like, the most polished guy. He's kind of scrappy and dirty, but he, like, still puts on... It works for him, yes. Like, the, you know, the wife beater and the jeans and just, like, you know, the messy hair. It works.
He was my pick maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago to win the Rumble, and then he just won the IC title back. He's fought Styles so many times. I don't see him winning this year. He was my pick last year, though.
Yeah, one guy I could see. Here's the thing. One guy I will say, besides, I mean, I think we're going to go back to our main pick, but here's my dark horse pick.
Okay,
out of the box. Like, and this especially holds true if John Cena does beat AJ for the world title. I'd say Dolph Ziggler is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Really?
My dark horse. He's got this new heel turn. He's a guy who definitely, a lot of people say, deserves it. It's always like that, he can't win the big one. And this is part of his gimmick because he's tired of like having that chip on his shoulder and taking out anybody he wants. And John Cena's always been, like, you know, his supporter. And I think they could have a great heel versus face match at WrestleMania. With maybe even Ziggler winning. But, I mean, it could just give Ziggler his big shot. His big match with Cena at WrestleMania for a title. That's only if Cena wins. But, like I said, I'm still picking AJ. So, I'm just going to keep Ziggler my dark horse.
Dark horse? Should I give you my dark horse?
Go ahead, man. I want to hear it.
I'm going to go, earlier on was my pick, again, like 3 weeks ago or so. But he just picked up the U.S. title. I thought, you know, maybe it was Jericho's time. You know, he paid...
I'd have no problem with that. You know?
Paid more, you know, more than enough dues. Put a lot of guys over. He has this friendship with Kevin Owens, which is kind of hilarious.
Best friends, yes.
That's right, best friends. We know a little something about that.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, he's kind of in the background in that match where he's in the cage. You know,
maybe that suits him. Maybe he'll surprise some people.
That's what I'm saying. He's in the Rumble. He checks in. Finally gets that on his resume. Somehow, you know, outsmarts someone. Wins the Rumble at the end. Maybe it's a late entry or later entry, you know, because he's already, you know, part of a match earlier. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then he surprises some people. Wins the Royal Rumble. And, of course, you got the best friends pitted against each other. The U.S. champion versus the WWE Universal champion.
Could be a title for title match.
That, too.
That could be
at WrestleMania.
Absolutely, be like Ultimate, like Hogan Warrior from WrestleMania 6.
That was my original line of thinking. It's not anymore. Anything could happen, and I hope the unexpected happens because that makes it a lot more fun. But that is my dark horse pick.
Your dark horse is Jericho. Like I said, I'd be cool with that. Mine's Ziggler, and I think I've pretty much said I think if I'm going to pick somebody to win, I see Taker doing it and getting to that like multi-man club. Yeah, I'm going to say Taker.
So Taker maybe coming in with a late entry.
Maybe, like, I can't see Taker lasting, like, a half hour anymore. I mean, maybe he will. Maybe he's in better shape than I thought. But, I mean, I think he's coming in. He's going to, you know, you hear that gong go off. You hear people go nuts. And, you
know. 27.
All right, he says 27. I'll say 25. Yeah. I'm going to say 25.
He's going to be there till the end, definitely. And you think he's going
to... I think he will.
So yeah. He'll go on to fight AJ Styles or whoever wins that elimination match.
Oh, yes. But I mean, like, as of now...
He could go to either show.
Yeah. I mean, right now, whoever's going to come out of Rumble as the champ is going to be AJ or Cena. And either way, Taker with one of those guys is going to be great. Right. So that's it. Taker.
Mm-hmm. And I hope we're wrong on a lot of these because I want to be surprised. But I will brag if I'm right. But I'm kind of thinking outside the box a little
bit. They could go with somebody who they won't expect, and they might give it to somebody like when they did with Alberto Del Rio a couple years ago.
Exactly.
Baron Corbin or Braun Strowman.
Yeah, we'll see what
one
happens.
Of those guys might do. Who's to say?
I like to pick Taker. He is definitely one of my favorites. I want to pick Taker. He's not my pick, but definitely one of my favorites. I'll be thrilled if
I have to say, like, I don't want to downgrade him because I say by saying he's a sentimental favorite, but he kind of is.
Absolutely.
But
now I want to change the
It's definitely deserved. And you know he's going to come in and he's going to, you know, like you said, dig holes and take souls.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say this. I'm usually wrong, but I'll say this. I am fairly certain that a face is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's safe to say, especially because we picked all heels throughout the rest
of
the night.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, yeah.
I think that it's more than likely that it's going to be a Raw superstar winning it. I think we have a good idea of the WWE title picture with AJ Styles. I don't see Dean Ambrose winning it. And fighting Styles.
Again. I could see him maybe next year,
but if he did, yeah.
I don't know, Ben. I mean, not this time.
And just off the top of my head, I hope they don't like if Reigns loses the match and then they throw him in the Rumble and then he wins the Rumble. I don't like it when they do that.
Yeah, anymore. They have done that before. Yeah. But even if Reigns does get in the Rumble, I don't see Reigns winning again.
I hope not.
He did win, and of course it was by a lot of boos. I mean, it's just a different WrestleMania season than it was last year. Last year, you had guys like John Cena and Randy Orton both injured. I guess I didn't mention Orton. Orton could be a dark horse. But
good choice.
Yes. Who else was injured last year? And then you had, all these, Daniel Bryan retiring prematurely, who obviously is a favorite of mine. It could be The Miz. Miz has been doing some solid work.
Who's
to say? I mean, there's a lot of great people that could go with, and I'm kind of just excited to see where they go with it. But I'll put my money on Taker.
It's a good bet.
Because then
I almost want to go with you on that one. Because
you got
love Taker.
Two possible mega matches if you win. You got him versus Cena and him versus Styles.
You want to know who my pick is?
Go for it.
Finn Balor.
What? Really?
He returns.
Okay.
Finn Balor returns.
But wins it for right away from the back. He returns. I mean, yeah, he got injured.
To fight Kevin Owens for his WWE Universal title.
That would be a great story.
That's the marquee match.
But how much faith will they have, or would they have in Finn Balor to come right away, right back, and do it? I mean, they did that before.
Off a major injury.
A guy who was only on the main roster for like a couple weeks before winning the Universal title.
Had
that great match with Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. And, maybe they could. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure they want to see that crazy demon entrance. I mean, some people said him versus Taker would be good, demon versus dead man.
Right.
But, no, I like your story about him coming back and winning that title that he never really lost.
Right. Well, because I kind of ran all the scenarios, like, about Jericho winning. He could fight KO, Undertaker winning. He could fight AJ Styles. I ran all those, and I'm trying to, like, think a little bit outside the box. I think they're going to try to surprise us. I think there's going to be a big surprise return. They love that. I'm thinking someone new winning the Royal Rumble. I'm thinking a Raw guy, a face. Who's going after that Universal title? Finn Balor.
Yeah, and obviously, the WWE's done a lot of stuff with, like, the UK. They have the UK tournament, and they love that Finn Balor's, like, a great representative of that. And everything,
Mine's a little bit outside the box. Yours is a solid choice. We'll have to see what happens on Sunday, man.
I guess so. Either way, it's going to be a great show. I'll be here with, like, bells on and pizza in my mouth and everything.
We'll see how far off the mark we were, or hopefully be...
I know. It's such a great thing. If we got our picks right, we can say, I told you so. And if we're wrong, then we can still just enjoy the ride. The road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I was going to say, how do you think this is going to take us into Mania? We're going to have some big title matches,
new
women's champion. We'll have to see what happens.
Not on the Raw side. I still say Charlotte being dominant with that, but Taker versus... Okay, I'm going to call it now. Taker win the Rumble. Taker versus either Cena or Styles, obviously, because that's the title match. But either way, one of those two possible blockbuster matches at WrestleMania.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. Real quick, Mike, thanks for your time, man.
Of course, again, man. Thank you.
Congrats to you and Megan, man.
I'm
real excited for you guys. That's awesome, man.
Baby, I love you. I'm leaving you home Sunday.
But real quick, for those of you out there who aren't so big into wrestling, it's fake. It's, you know, it's stupid. It's a waste of time. And sometimes it's really silly, but it's also fun to laugh at. What do you say to those people?
You know, in today's world, you know, you see a lot of people getting on each other's case or trying to, like, make their point, or, you know what? I understand. Wrestling's one of those things, especially nowadays, where people either love it or they hate it. There really seems to be no middle ground. And, you know what? You're going to get people who tell you that's fake, and so who cares? I like to tell people all the time. It's scripted, but it's not fake. Those guys really get hurt. And does it matter? Because, let's face it, do those people really take away your enjoyment from watching wrestling? Any fans like that?
Yeah. And you know what? Go to a live show. Take your kids.
Of course.
You know? It's a family thing.
The kids will be excited. They'll see these guys in the ring. They'll be like, whoa, maybe they'll get into it. Maybe not. But, you know, in a way, that's kind of how my dad got me into it. My dad was a fan from the old school. My dad was a fan from the 80s. Definitely.
Believe that. Sorry, I had to.
Yes.
But you got the pyrotechnics. You got all the theatrics. You got some high-flying action.
It's always more fun. My fiance, she's not really the super big fan, but she always said she wants me to take her to a show just to get the experience.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Captain.
Ah, thanks. All right. I'll do that.
Awesome. All right, Mike, thanks for your time. And I will see you on Sunday.
Oh, yes. All right. Take care.
We're out. Peace.